Hello again. So, how we can have a renunciation life outside of the monastery? I mean, because when you are outside, you have all of these things happening around, the material things and so many things. So you cannot renounce to everything because you are inside there, inside that world. If you go into a monastery, then you are out. But when you are inside of this world and you want to have a renunciation life, how you can do it?
You don't have to renounce everything, at least renounce something. It's just like you do it a little bit at a time. It's as you gain some confidence and clarity, then you start making sense of what's actually helpful, what's useful. Because that's that sense of the renunciation. Providing a certain simplicity in one's life. And I mean, that's the great bane of modern life is just how complicated it is. So just learning how to, or experimenting and trying, what happens when I renounce or give up this? How do I do it? How do I work with that? How do I try it out? So it's an experiment, and using it as a training to see. And some things will work, and some things might not work. But it's this being willing to learn from that.
Can I add another one? And why, how I can change the perspective? Because when I listen renunciation, I have the feeling that I'm losing something. I don't know if you know what I mean, because it's like say goodbye to something and makes me feel like I'm losing something, not getting something, as you said.
See, exactly why that very first quote that I said, what renunciation gives is an inexhaustible strength of simplicity. And once you start seeing that simplicity as much more desirable than complication and burden, then as you say, renunciation is easy. And then riffing on Swamiji's, so the you're getting to the essence of it, of the renunciation of the I making. It just makes life so much more simple and peaceful, happy.